Senate Finance Committee will come to order. Today is Wednesday, March the 4th. It's a couple of minutes after 9. Today we have two bills under consideration. The House Bill 95, the operating budget, and House Bill 96, the appropriation for the mental health budget. Good morning. The members present today are Co-Chairman Senator Stedman, Senator Olson,
Chairman.
Senator Huggins, Senator Dyson, Senator Thomas, and Senator Elton. Today's schedule, as I said, we're taking up the two appropriation bills for the operating budget and mental health. The subcommittees are going to give their agency reports. We will hold questions till the end. The language sections will be discussed, including the mental health budget. Then we will be adopting the Senate CS that will be posted and made available on the website so that the general public can review the action of the Finance Committee. During the Easter break, they can review that, and we will be holding public testimony on the actions of the Finance Committee starting Tuesday after the break. We will be starting after the floor session, which I anticipate that the Finance Committee will start its deliberations about 2:30 on Tuesday. We will continue the public hearing process on Wednesday. And we may also take up amendments. Amendments to the operating budget will be due to my office by 3 p.m. on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, and if necessary on Saturday, the operating budget will be heard in full committee for its final consideration. Are there any questions or comments on the process from committee members? Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Senator Huffman. You said 3 p.m. Wednesday, the?
Wednesday, next week.
The 11th.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Any additional comments? With that, before you, you should have in the blue binder copies of the House operating budget, the mental health bill, and all subcommittee reports that you have provided my office with the legislative backup. You also have a separate document with the Senate language sections. Senator Stedman, to begin, can we have two motions, one to adopt the House version of the operating budget 95 for as a working document?
I'd like to go ahead and make a motion that we adopt the House version of the operating budget, House Bill 95, as our working document.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, the operating budget is adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and make another motion that we adopt the House version of the mental health bill, which is House Bill 96, as our working document.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, the House bill on the mental health budget, HB 96, is adopted as our working document. We will be going down. I will give the first reports, and we will proceed down this side of the table and then down this side of the table. The first budget that I have is the report on the Office of the Governor. The members of that subcommittee included myself, Senator Cowdery, Senator Green, and Senator Terrio. The recommendation is the governor's amended request of $2,402,300 be approved. This conforms with what the House has adopted. The governor made substantial reductions for efficiency. As you can see, including $771,000 in the executive office. There was also a reduction in this office of four full-time positions. So there was very little, there was no change to what the governor had requested in her amended budget. In the legislature's budget, the recommendation is for $59,619,000 in total funds. The major increments include $338,000 for an anticipated special session. We already have $100,000 in the base, so that will make available $438,000. This is in anticipation if we do not get our work done on IGEA, and by putting these dollars in, maybe that will be some encouragement to get our work done on IGEA before that time frame. The Ombudsman's Office and the Office of Victims' Rights have received increments for their increased workload. The legislative carry forward is reduced by $1,745,700. Structure changes: the Ombudsman's allocation has been moved and is now under the Legislative Council per the Alaska statutes, and not under the Budget and Audit Committee as was in the past, and this also conforms with action that the House had taken. There is one new full-time position in the Ombudsman's Office and one less part-time position. In the administration's budget, the subcommittee recommended in general funds $64,569,100 in general funds, federal funds of $2,844,500 in other funds, $199,184,700 for a total of $266,598,300. There were some changes in this item one. The list of governor's amendments are attached. Item two, the partially accepted $300,000 to the public defender's office for an additional three positions. The governor had requested eight positions. Item three, there was a denial of the request of $2,250,000 in operations of, and maintenance of Almar, and $700,000 was also denied in OPA for five positions. Amendments 23 through 30 are PERS related and deferred to the full finance committee for consideration at a later time. Item four was the acceptance of all the governor's amendments to the language section of the budget, excluding PERS and TERS, yielding a net savings of $984,000 that will be taken up. Item five added three positions to OPA, and this was for the elderly fraud unit, totaling $231,200. Under personnel, a summary in the adjusted base FY08, there were 1,028 full-time positions, 28 part-time positions, and 27 temporary positions. The governor requested 25 new positions, and this budget accepts eight new positions plus an additional three for the elderly fraud unit for a total of 11 new positions of the 25 that the governor's amended budget requested. And enclosed are the attached legislative reports. So that covers that. The final committee that I had was the Fish and Game Subcommittee. The members of that committee were myself, Senator Stedman, Senator Gary Stevens, Senator Bill Willikowski, and Senator Tom Wagner. The numbers that the subcommittee submits to this committee are $4,671,300 in general funds, $66,723,200 in federal funds, and $68,704,700 in other funds. Basically, the subcommittee approved all of what the House action did, with two changes. The subcommittee removed all items relating to the retirement costs and fuel cost increases. This item will be considered by the full finance committee, and reviewed and accepted all the other increments that the governor had. The amendment 110 for $149,000 in general funds administrative services eliminated the one full-time position and two temporary positions. The subcommittee adopted intent language, and basically this intent language states that the wildlife conservation and the public shooting range component as follows. It is intent of the legislature that the Department of Fish and Game develop a plan to make shooting ranges completely self-supporting by 2009. So those are the reports of the four committees that I had. So we'll move on to Senator Stedman. He had three departments, those being the Department of Law, the Department, the University's budget, and the Department of Revenue.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll take them in that order. Under the Department of Law, the Senate first with me was Senator McGuire, Senator French, and Senator Terrio, and this is maybe the fourth year in a row I've dealt with this, third year in a row I've dealt with this budget. The subcommittee recommended that the funds of the governor's amended budget request for the Department of Law, with the exception of one permanent full-time position and $118,900 is associated funding with the criminal justice litigation allocation. So what we did there is basically accept the governor's amended numbers with just those two issues. The public information officer position was identified for deletion by the department in view of the committee's intention to allow no net increases over 07 adjusted base in the number of permanent full-time positions in the department. So we ended up in the department actually one up on part-time and holding steady on full-time. It was very difficult to reduce the headcount in the Department of Law without having just shifting the issue to another department. The University of Alaska is a committee of the whole, so all sitting finance committee members sat and reviewed the university's budget. There, the finance subcommittee adopted the House version of the university's budget. We went through that budget and decided that those were the appropriate numbers to bring forward. So the university's budget lines up verbatim across the line with the House. On to the revenue. On the Department of Revenue, with me there was Senator French, Senator Bundy. This budget the full-time commission, our full-time equivalent positions, we reduced. We adopted the governor's amended budget with several changes. All retirement-related changes are deferred to the Finance Committee for consideration of the statewide retirement proposal. There was language recommendation. If you look at the budget, it appears that we had a substantial increment in the department. There was a $25 million increment. That amount is necessary for reimbursement on the credits that are created through PPT. We capped that amount at 25. It was initially an open-ended request. That's capped at $25 million. The other item of concern, the subcommittee recognizes that an increase in appropriation and personnel was necessary for the tax division to meet its obligations to implement the petroleum production tax and a cruise ship initiative. The committee, the subcommittee also adopted an increase for tax auditor salaries to support the tax division's efforts to fill all positions. It is the subcommittee's expectation that the tax division will report on the success of these efforts to fill all positions and will supply an accounting of the funds appropriated in the effort, in support of that effort. The issue at hand there is that we have changed our petroleum tax and it requires a beefing up of staff because of the complexities and potential monkey business that may take place. We want to keep that to a minimum. And the cruise ship initiative. So we were put in a position in this department that we have to make some increases that are good for the revenue side of the state, but goes kind of counterproductive of the direction of the committee to pull back headcount and lower the growth of the operating account. So next year when we bring this budget up again, we're going to go back and look to make sure that these staff increases, including the tax auditor, is generating more revenue than it's consuming. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I respectfully submit the three subcommittee budgets.
Thank you, Senator Stedman. Senator Olson had three departments as well, the Department of Health and Social Services, the Department of Public Safety, and Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to go ahead and start with the Department of Transportation. We want to thank all those members that played a key role and did a lot of hard work to go ahead and try and get the numbers down to the level that were expected and we were and the goals that we were shooting for. Those people that were on the Department of Transportation Committee were Senator Kukesh, Senator Cowdery, Senator Stevens, Senator Stedman, Senator Wilikowski, and Senator Bundy. The adjusted base budget for the Department of Transportation and Public Safety contained a $209 million request from general fund with a total of 3,553 positions. The governor's amended budget request for FY08 was $225 million in general funds with an increase of $16.5 million over the adjusted base. The subcommittee's recommendation is for a $208.8 million request in general funds for a total of 3,551 positions. This budget does not include the PERS funding adjustment required for next year, nor does it include the funding increases requested for various components due to anticipated fuel increases. These additional adjustments will be addressed by the full committee. The biggest difference between the governor's budget request and the subcommittee's recommendation is the restoration of $2 million to the vessel operation components to the Marine Highway System. These funds will continue ferry service to Homer, Kodiak, and Prince William Sound by the Kennecott during the six-week period when the Tustamini is in dry dock. The subcommittee approved the governor's recommendation for market-based pay adjustments the operational costs of 28 new facilities, increased airport security costs at 16 locations, and state equipment fleet cost increases. The subcommittee rejected several requests for new positions and commodity cost increases. It also denied heating fuel reductions for 97 rural airport equipment facilities. With that, I submit this recommendation for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. The next subcommittee report is for public safety. Those that were on the subcommittee were Senator Wilikowski, Senator McGuire, Senator Ellis, and Senator Bundy. The adjusted base request contains an amount of $114 million in general funds with a total of 851 positions. The governor's amended budget request is for $117 million in general funds. This was an increase of $2.7 million over the adjusted base. The subcommittee's recommendation is for $114.5 million in GF and a total of 851 positions. This is a decrease of $2.9 million in GF from the governor's amended budget request. The single biggest difference between the governor's budget and the subcommittee's recommendation is that we did not include the conditional funding and language for the narcotics task force. We eliminated it because it would only be needed if federal funding for this program is reduced, and it is not known yet whether that will happen or by how much. Another significant change is that we did not fund the additional five positions in the $649,000 request of general funds requested by the governor for new Alaska Wildlife Enforcement Division, in keeping with holding the line on growth in programs and positions. However, we did approve the structure changes and the transfer of existing positions and funding within the department that allows them to create this division. As with other budgets, our budget removed funding for PERS funding adjustments of $572,000 in GF. These adjustments will be dealt with the full finance committee. The subcommittee also approved language reappropriating the 07 general fund balance for the Village Public Safety Officer program into the budget request. However, this language, due to a miscommunication, was not carried forward. And next week I will offer an amendment to the committee to affect this change in the number section. With that, I submit this recommendation from the Subcommittee for Public Safety. The last Senate Finance Subcommittee budget presentation we have is the Health and Social Services. The adjusted base contains a request for $762 million in general funds and a total of 3,642 positions. The governor's amended budget request is for $861 million in general funds. This is an increase in general funds of $98 million, with other funds being decreased by $57.3 million. The subcommittee's recommendation is for $811 million in general funds and a total of 3,610 positions. This is a decrease of $49.9 million in GF from the governor's amended budget request. Although this is less than the governor's amended request, it is still an increase of $37.1 million in general funds for a potential increase in the federal medical assistance percentage, which is the FMAP rate, an increase of $11.5 million in GF for other increases of totaling $48 million over the adjusted base. Conditional language is included in the language section of the bill for the potential FMAP increase and related funding. The biggest single difference between the governor's budget and the subcommittee's recommendation is approximately $42 million due to the removal of senior care and longevity bonus programs from our budget. This was done because senior care is sunsetting and the longevity bonus is new, which are more appropriately funded in the first year through a fiscal note through the necessary legislation. As with other budgets, our budget removed funding for fuel for $480,000 and the PERS funding adjustment of $6.1 million in GF. These items will be dealt with by the full Finance Committee. With that, I submit this subcommittee budget presentation for the Health and Social Services.
Thank you, Senator Olson. The next three budgets were the Education and Early Development, Military and Veterans Affairs, and Natural Resources by Senator Huggins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will begin with the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, and I was joined on that subcommittee with Senator Dyson and Senator Wilikowski. First, the FY08 adjusted base is 13,448.4. We came in under that number from the Senate subcommittee at 11,988.8. In the personnel portion, we came in 9 under full-time positions, which was at 294, adjusted to 285. Temporary positions were down by 2. Budget highlights, the Senate subcommittee accepted amendments proposed by the governor and reduction of $1,099 from the governor's original budget. The Senate subcommittee added $30,000 of general funds for the Alaska National Guard Education Tuition Assistance Program, which is important for their families and recruiting. In addition, a very key item, we believe, for the history of our state and for those great people that served in World War II, the Alaska Territorial Guard, we added $50,000 to identify those people for veterans' benefits. And with that, we make the recommendation to the full committee for acceptance. Moving on to Department of Education Early Development, I was joined on that committee by Senator Kukesh, Senators Davis, Stevens, and Wilkin. The adjusted base for 08 was $46,715. The subcommittee came in $46,779. In addition, when you're looking at full-time positions, we came in 4 under the 306, which was in the adjusted base. When you go to the budget highlights, the subcommittee accepted the governor's amended FY08 general fund budget minus PERS, TERS, and other retirement funding issues, which we will take up in this full committee with a few highlighted changes. In addition, the language section of the budget will deal with the full finance K-12 appropriations for the foundation formula, which will come before this full committee and other funding sources. Thirdly, school performance incentive was reduced by 3.3 general fund decrement, leaving 2.5. There has yet to be any money paid out of this fund. It will not be paid out until August-September timeframe, and the subcommittee recommends we reevaluate the status and the number of dollars that is actually in demand of this program, though very supportive of the program. In addition, the Alaska Challenge Youth Academy, there's an increment of 259.7. Approving this reduces the GF obligation for the Youth Academy by $2 million. In addition, the Senate subcommittee included $200,000 general funds for small charter schools across the state. The Senate subcommittee included $25,000 general funds for the Alaska Mineral and Energy Resource Education Fund. And finally, under Education Early Development, intent language was approved relating to the Alaska Statewide Mentoring Program, which is very important for our education programs. Finally, our third subcommittee, which I was joined by Senator Lida Green and Senator Wagner, the adjusted base was $63,651. Subcommittee came in at $67,780. There was a plus 3 personnel from $775 under the adjusted base and a minus 2 under temporary positions. Under budget highlights, the subcommittee accepted the governor's amended FY08 budget with a few highlighted changes. Denied PERS funding source changes and fuel increments items will be taken up by this full committee. Fund source switch in the Agriculture Revolving Loans Fund for those things except the administration allocation, the total $943.9. And finally, $50,000 increment for the Board of Agriculture and Conservation to conduct an asset market appraisal and inventory to bring us up to speed on what we actually own and the value of those properties. And with that, Mr. Chair, I recommend acceptance of all three of these recommendations.
Thank you, Senator Huggins. The next three departments are the Department of Corrections, the Courts, and Department of Environmental Conservation, which are chaired by Senator Elton. Senator Elton?
Thank you. Mr. Chair, just as a note for all three, we of course took the PERS and the fuel adjustments out so that they will be dealt with as in the rest of the budgets by the full committee. I'm going to start with the courts. The subcommittee came in at $84.9 million, of which $82.5 million is roughly general fund. This total is about $2.4 million below the governor's amended request. And the position count is 726 permanent full-time, 61 part-time, 31 temporary, and the position count is the same as in the House budget. There aren't significant dollar amounts, but there are several changes. The subcommittee included $75,000 for Bethel Court security. That $75,000 was not in the House budget. $134,000 for mental health and therapeutic courts, which was not in the House budget. $69,000 for a juror pay raise, which was not in the House budget, and $59,500 to equalize the hourly rate for court-appointed attorneys. And the budget subcommittee was comprised of myself, Senators Ellis and Terrio, and we respectfully submit this budget to the full committee. The next budget, Mr. Chair, is corrections. Budget subcommittee members were Senators French and Wagner. The subcommittee came in at $242.5 million, of which $213,600 is GF. This total is about $848,000 below the governor's amended request. The subcommittee authorized a net change of 12 permanent full-time positions and three fewer temporary positions, with the end result being 1,514 permanent full-time positions, eight part-time positions, and no temporaries. This is 11 positions more than in the House budget. What the House did differently is they did kind of a $1 million cut in the personnel budget to reflect the fact that the Department of Corrections had hired more part-time positions than they had been authorized in the previous budget. The only other significant difference is between us and the House is we had $30,000 more for increased parole board workload. I think that it's probably fair that to also note that as the House did, we made some fairly significant changes on prison population control. We accepted the decrement by the governor's office that reflects a lower number of inmates in the Arizona institution. We, as the House did, added more community beds, added electronic monitoring for prison population control. So those are some fairly major changes that had been recommended by the governor's office that were accepted both by the House and the Senate. The last budget, Mr. Chair, is the Department of Environmental Conservation. The subcommittee members were Senators Ellis and Wilken, along with myself. The subcommittee budget came in at $71,426,000, of which $16,746,000 is general fund. This total is about $4.4 million below the governor's amended request. The Senate subcommittee is higher than the House for a couple of significant reasons. First, the way they handle PERS, the DEC budget submitted by the subcommittee reflects $2.5 million for the Ocean Ranger program that funds the program as the law now is, which is having this will be an amount that is it means that the department is going to be able to have one Ocean Ranger per ship during the time that those ships are in Alaska waters. The $2.5 million recommended by the subcommittee is $3 million less than requested by the governor, the governor's office. The House did a $500,000 unallocated cut, and the other major difference between the House and the Senate is that the Senate subcommittee reduced the budget by $1.5 million to reflect the not taking primacy in NPDES. Smaller changes included in this budget, Mr. Chair, include an addition of $250,000 on the Senate side to the commissioner's office. These dollars are federal fund dollars and will allow the commissioner, if he so desires, to comply with the request by USDA to do grant oversight. And right now, USDA and DEC are in kind of this headbutting position in which USDA is threatening to cut off about $23 million in federal USDA funds for the Village Safe Water Project. We, of course, can't tell the commissioner to use these dollars to resolve the difference, but the dollars, again, are federal dollars and were offered by USDA to help DEC resolve the issue. Another change, Mr. Chair, is as the House did, we included $80,000 for paralytic shellfish poison testing in the DEC lab. But the House $80,000 increment was one time only. We're rolling this into the base so that it doesn't become, you know, an issue that we need to deal with annually. We've funded it in the past, and this just recognizes that we funded it in the past, and it's going to be a necessary ongoing expenditure to protect an emerging industry in the state of Alaska. We also did something different from the House. And we substituted, because the collection and the commercial vessel environmental compliance fund, which is part of the cruise ship initiative, the anticipated revenues from that are $3.6 million. $2.5 million of that we've allocated to the Ocean Ranger program, which leaves another $1.1 million. We're using $1 million of those receipts and substituting those for general fund dollars that are now going to the DEC lab. So we're substituting commercial vessel compliance dollars for general fund dollars there. With that, we respectfully submit that budget also to the full committee.
Thank you, Senator Elton. The last two components that we have are commerce and community and economic development and labor and workforce development. These two were chaired by Senator Thomas. Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would first like to thank the other subcommittee members and deal with first the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, and the senators on that subcommittee were Senators Green, Cowdery, and Wilkin. We actually came in under the governor's recommended budget about $55,000, small difference, but at least a difference, and on the total funds about $4.5 million. We also have seven fewer positions than fiscal year 07, two fewer than the House. And we also left the PERS, TERS discussion for a later date in the full committee, as well as the fuel adjustment. We did include $48.1 million for revenue sharing. We funded fully funded the power cost equalization in accordance with the statute using general funds, so we did not exceed the mandatory or the set statute 7% withdrawal rate from the endowment, wanting to leave the endowment to reach its anticipated endorsement goal. We included $399,000 in non-general funds for grants to the ATIA for tourism marketing to the independent travelers. We also restored the Alaska Legal Services Corporation's budget with an amount of general funds of $300,000. And we maintained the summer coverage at the Tok Public Lands Information Office, as well as removing $500,000 from of a $1 million total general funds from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. And we added back in $500,000 to the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association grant, which was basically replacing federal money that had disappeared from there. That's the short and sweet of it anyhow, so we submit that report to the full committee. Next report would be the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. the senators on that committee were Senator Betty Davis and Senator Con Bundy. We, in total funds, we had about $1 million less than the governor's amended budget. We ended up with a kind of a clearing out of a variety of positions that had not been filled for some time. So although the number seems high, in reality, those that were actually working were a much smaller number. We had a total of 62 positions reduced. Of that, there were 16 full-time or 16 temporary, and the 62 was mostly non-filled position. We also, in that budget, left the PERS TERS issue for a full discussion of the Finance Committee, as well as the fuel cost adjustment. We get to the right page here. We left the Office of Citizenship Assistance line item adjustment from personal services to contractual to achieve the goal of the intent language, which is a position in both Juneau and Kodiak. And under the Occupational Safety and Health Division, we denied two positions but provided the funding for the Youth Safety and the Health Program and the Seafood Processing Safety Program. Under ABTEC, the Alaska Vocational Technical Center, had fund sources adjustment of $1.9 million general fund, or $1,900, I guess. Special projects, the Rural Outreach Grant for the Alaska Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired was $110,000 general fund addition. And that concludes that, and I would submit those to the full board or full finance committee.
Thank you, Senator Thomas. I thank all the chairman for their hard work. Senator Elkin.
Yeah, can I make one addendum that as a courtesy to our colleague from Anchorage, that I an oversight on my part during the presentation of the court's budget. Want to note that one of the difficult decisions that the subcommittee made was removing $192,000 in general fund that would pay the municipality of Anchorage for juror parking. It was a difficult decision. The House did include the dollars. We removed the dollars because the Anchorage municipality is the only city in Alaska that charges for parking. Fairbanks has a parking lot for jurors that they provide for free, and others kind of park on the street. So I felt somewhat badly realizing I'd made that oversight, and I think it's especially important to note because we have a colleague from Anchorage here. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Elton. Overall, the position count, which is probably one of the biggest indicators of growth in government, the tally on this budget to the governor's amended budget, the governor's amended budget was a reduction of 80 positions, and the reduction to the House budget was 44 position counts. So the theme here was to try to keep growth of government to a minimum while still providing the necessary services to the citizens of the state of Alaska. Earlier on in the session, we had heard that at this table from reports from David Teal that even with the anticipated funds that we will be receiving from PPT, that we will potentially be in a deficit position by 09, I think it's further complicated by the fact that originally we were anticipating $940 million from the true-up, and that was reduced by approximately $140 million. So I think it's incumbent upon us to make sure that we can live within our means and still provide the services that are necessary to the citizens of Alaska. It does not make sense to me to add positions to the budget today and tomorrow have to eliminate them. So that was the direction that the members of the subcommittees were given. And although there was still some growth in government, I think that we were holding that growth down to what we feel is a minimal amount of growth and continuing to provide the services that Alaskans enjoy. The next component is the language section, and I would ask David Teal to come to the table and explain those items.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm David Teal from the Division of Legislative Finance. And I believe you have version T.
Do all members have that language section? If not, we'll take a brief at ease. It should look like this.
Actually, I don't know that they have the comparison. They have version T in their binder.
Can you identify what section it is, David?
It should be right in front, I think.
Okay.
It's the committee substitute bill.
Has everyone located that?
Not yet, Mr. Chair.
We'll take a brief at ease. Come back to order. David Teal.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are six changes from the House version. The first of those is on page 57 of the bill, Department of Education. And what's missing from the bill and was in the House version is $24 million for implementing the district cost factor increases. Those are out at your direction, Mr. Chairman. There's an education bill that should be coming before the committee at some point, making this and other fixes to the education formula, so there would be no reason to fund it in the operating budget.
On that point, I think that at a later point, we probably will be also taking out the logs, the $11 million, so that they will be addressed in the same manner. Please continue.
Okay. The second change is the Department of Environmental Conservation. I can't give you a page reference because it's a deletion. The House included $80,000 for testing for PCP. In Environmental Conservation, and the Senate subcommittee recommended deletion of that language and replaced the $80,000 with $80,000 of general funds in the section one of the bill. Third change is, again, no page reference because it's another deletion, as mentioned in the Public Safety Subcommittee report, a deletion of $1.4 million general funds to Department of Public Safety for a narcotics task force. Again, that money was contingent on not receiving federal funds, and it was deleted at the direction of the subcommittee. So the next reference I can give you is page 60, section 19, Department of Revenue, where the Senate deleted a reference to the Arm Board. And again, that was at the recommendation of the Revenue Subcommittee. So that $25 million appropriation of general funds to Department of Revenue is for tax refunds directly to oil companies, not to the refunds purchased by the Arm Board. The next reference is page 63. Section 23. Section 23C is power cost equalization. The House had funded power cost equalization with $25 million, all of it coming from the PCE endowment. And at the chairman's direction, that was changed so that 7% of the endowment goes towards PCE per statute. And there's the PCE shortfall there, $13 million is general funds. That's the last change, Mr. Chairman, unless you want to go through mental health as well.
The language for mental health, please.
There are no language changes to mental health. The primary difference in mental health, other than what the subcommittees did and which roll into Section 1 of that bill, is on the capital side. And as traditionally occurs, the House deleted one project, left in all but that one. The Senate then deletes everything else but the first project, making them all subject to conference when you've had more time to look at the capital requests.
Are there any questions of David at this time, Mr. Teal? Thank you, Mr. Teal. Take a brief at ease. Come back to order. There's one other, although it's been mentioned by many of the chairmen, I would like David Teal to go over the retirement changes, which is probably the largest component change in the operating budget this year. Mr. Teal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Senate adopted all the House retirement changes, PERS, TERS, and judicial retirement system changes. So if you use that as a starting point, the only difference between the House and the Senate is that the Senate took some additional reductions. And I think you all are aware that the whole retirement fix, if you want to call it that, is premised on a reduction of the employer contribution rate to 22%. So that the House removed general funds from the operating budget, but did not touch the federal or other funds, leaving them in budgets for use by agencies to provide service rather than to necessarily provide these benefit costs. There wasn't time in the House process to carefully review the other funds that were freed up after the retirement contribution rate was lowered. So in the Senate subcommittee, there are a number of changes totaling about $38 million reductions in other funds no longer needed for payment of retirement benefits. And we have transaction reports on that. We've transmitted them to OMB, and they are incorporated into the CS.
Thank you, Mr. Teal. Are there any questions from committee members on that explanation? With that, again, on the time frame, as I explained at the beginning of the meeting, we will be adopting the committee reports at this time, with and making them available on the web so that the public can see the actions that we have taken, and then we will be holding public testimony on that action beginning next week on Tuesday in the afternoon, starting at 2:30. We will on Wednesday, the public testimony will continue, and once that's completed, we will be taking up amendments on Thursday, Friday, and if possible on Saturday. So at this point, Senator Stedman.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we move or we adopt Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 95, Finance Version T, with the subcommittee reports exactly as closed, the language changes as discussed, and the retirement changes.
Are there any questions on the motion? Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Stedman.
So I also move that we adopt the Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 96, Finance Version K. Subcommittee reports exactly as closed, the language changes as discussed, and the retirement changes.
Is there any question on the motion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, that is adopted. So that concludes this portion, this chapter on the adoption of the two budgets. At this point, I would like to thank the legislative finance, the staff, and the finance staff members for all the work that that we've put into the budget. At this point, there's still further work that's going to be done, and we look forward to that. Are there any closing comments regarding the budget from any of the members of the committee? Seeing none, I thank you again, and this meeting is adjourned.